17-year-old grandfather has been arrested for defiling his 10-year-old granddaughter. ZESCO has secured 12 arrests in the past 24 hours. In international news, ISWAP has claimed responsibility for deadly attacks in Nigeria. In sports, Kenyan runners have won both male and female races at Boston Marathon 2025.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. Southern Province has recorded 2 separate sexual assault cases within the same time frame. In Chalma District, a 70-year-old grandfather has been arrested for allegedly defiling his 10-year-old granddaughter, while in Livingston, an 18-year-old man has reported being sodomized by a friend. According to reports, the 70-year-old grandfather alleged took advantage of his granddaughter while she was sleeping in the sitting room and had unlawful carnal knowledge of her. The victim sustained bruises on her private parts and complained of painful genitalia due to the forced penetration. The suspect is currently detained in lawful custody at Chalma Police Station. In a separate incident, an 18-year-old man reported being sodomized by a friend identified as Norman of ZESCO compound near the Maramba stream in Livingston. The victim alleged that Norman grabbed him while he was in an intoxicated state and forcefully sodomized him. The victim shouted for help, causing the suspect to flee the scene and later reported the matter to Mbita Police Post. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Oxensio Daka says both cases occurred on April 20, 2025, and the victim in the Livingston incident was issued a medical form and found to have general body pains and painful anus. In another development, Access Bank Zambia has introduced a fully operational 24-hour contact center, reinforcing its commitment to innovation, accessibility, and consistent customer support. This step reflects the bank's forward-thinking approach to service delivery and its dedication to meeting the evolving expectations of today's customers. The bank's head of corporate communications and brand management, Kalumbu Kearns, says in a world that moves without pause, Access Bank is strengthening its support systems to ensure that customers can receive assistance whenever they need it. She emphasized that whether it is account inquiries, digital banking support, card assistant or general service needs, customers can now reach the bank at any time. Meanwhile, Axis Bank Managing Director Li Shalas Tumbeko says as the country advances toward a more connected and time-conscious economy, the bank recognizes that true service means being present whenever customers need services. Zesco has assured 12 arrests and reported 5 vandalism incidents across 4 provinces in the past 24 hours, highlighting that criminals are now targeting critical community infrastructure. The corporation explains that critical incidents include 2,471 cables stolen from Manyonyo Primary School in Mazabuka, Southern Province, hence disrupting education, and a 2,703 kwacha worth of cables stolen from Kawe Homes and New Apostolic Church in Central Province. The company further says 42,706 kwacha transformer was vandalized at Kasupe, while 112,430 PMT was saved at Barlastone in Lusaka, and a suspect was arrested for 277,405 kwacha transformer theft in Solwezi, adding that a motorcycle was recovered. Zesco has warned that load shedding is not an excuse for vandalism, adding that the public should report any suspicious activities near electricity infrastructure. In other news, government through the Luwingu Town Council has started constructing the first ever modern bus terminus in Luwingu District of Northern Province at an estimated cost of over 8 million kwacha. Luwingu District Commissioner Chomba Chileshe commissioned the groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of the modern bus station on Saturday at Luwingu's Forestdale area. Mr. Chileshe said the 100 by 90 meter bus terminus will be built within a period of 3 years, and Tina Investment Limited, TLC, will carry out phase one works at a projected cost of 2.1 million kwacha using the Constituency Development Fund. He said the execution of the project in phases was aimed at giving room for the implementation of other significant projects in the district. And speaking at the same event, Lubansenshi lawmaker Taulo Chewe called on residents of Luwingu to support the contractor identified to carry out the works. In international news, the Islamic State West Africa province, ISWAP, has claimed responsibility for a series of deadly attacks targeting Nigerian security forces as well as Christian civilians in Nigeria's northeastern regions earlier this month. Through 7 messages posted on its new agency, AMAC ISWAP claimed it conducted these operations, backing up the statements with a video depicting one of the assaults and 2 photo albums documenting 2 other operations. The attacks in Borno State targeted a Nigerian army barracks in Yamtange town, where it claimed it killed 3 soldiers and set the barracks ablaze. ISWAP also claimed that its fighters captured and subsequently killed 4 members of pro-government militias loyal to the Nigerian army in the same state. And Adamawa State, the group claimed responsibility for 2 attacks on Banga Village, a Christian community. Still in international news, Morocco plans to issue within a few days an expression of interest for a liquefied natural gas terminal near the eastern Mediterranean city of Nador, Energy Minister Leila Banali has said. Morocco looks to natural gas to diversify energy sources away from coal, as it also pushes ahead with its renewable energy plan, aiming to reach 52% of total installed capacity before 2030 from 45% currently. She said the new infrastructure will be linked to an existing pipeline that Morocco uses to import 0.5 billion cubic meters of gas from Spanish terminals. Banali said the terminal will be linked to industrial zones near the northwestern Atlantic city of Kenitra and Mohammedia without offering further details. We now take a quick break and return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260.